It is your pre-match warm-up. It's Josh Sexton rather than Ian Ryan, who was having a nightmare with Manchester trains. Typical Manchester, you can't rely on them for anything. But unfortunately, it's not a Manchester team that we are playing this weekend. Usually that results in 3 points if we're on the red half of Manchester. Instead, we're on the blue half of London. There's a lot of London, isn't there? A lot of teams in London. But we're playing Chelsea on Sunday, and that's what we'll be looking ahead to. And joining me to look ahead to that are John Milburn, Keo Molyneux and Ian Salmon. And I'm just going to read from Ian's agenda, to be completely honest with you, dear listeners, because he's done all the legwork for me. So John, Ian puts in his agenda, it's back to business, and it's relentless now until the next international break. And to be fair, hard agree, the fixtures are coming thick and fast, to coin the cliche.
Yeah, I think it's been overplayed, the extent to which the fixtures so far have been super kind. I think when you are Liverpool, Manchester City, and probably now Arsenal, the fixtures always look kind because they're clearly the best three teams in the league. And so that means there's 17 or maybe 14 teams that look relatively easy. So, and when you're City, almost everyone looks easy from their perspective. So I think we've had a really, really brilliant start to the season. And inevitably, it's going to look a little bit harder. I think things could have been a bit kinder to us. I found out yesterday we're playing Real Madrid on the Wednesday, and then we've got City on the Sunday. Mm. So they're going to come thick and fast, and we'll get to see what this Liverpool team really, really is. I think we were all frustrated with Forest, but you couldn't have really asked for much more from the start of this era. And I'm really, really curious to see what comes next. I had a little look at Chelsea's record, and they won the last five of last season. So they finished last season strong. Mm-hmm. You would potentially say they've had a slightly tougher fixture list than us so far. And they're only a couple of results adrift of us, really. They've had a couple of draws, haven't they, when theoretically they could have done a little bit better. They've had some convincing wins. They got City on the first day. Is that right? First weekend. Yeah. And there's no kind of shame in them losing there, considering they were finished on about 63 points last season. But so I think this Chelsea team is one that we should take seriously, very, very seriously.